This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
If I were to ask you the most famous chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, most of you, I think, would say, well, it has to be that chapter called the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. And you're right. You've heard it read at weddings. You've seen it on plaques at Cracker Barrel. You've seen it on someone's family room wall on a framed plaque. But that chapter of the Bible was not meant just to be a plaque in your life or a saying on a card. It was meant to be the pattern for living and the pattern for loving. 2 weeks on this one chapter alone, from Mother's Day and Father's Day on 1 Corinthians 13. God bless you as you listen this week to the message given on Mother's Day.
From time to time, I come across a story, and I really mean this, that really grabs my heart. It can even be a funny story, but there's something about this story that I'm going to begin with that really grabbed my heart when I read it, because it was on one level, funny. On another level, it was crazy to think that people actually thought like this back in the 1950s. And on a third level, it talks about a mother's love for her son. All three are in this story. It's a sermon title by a minister by the name of Forrest Church. What a great name for a minister, Forrest Church from New York. And what grabbed my attention was seeing the title of his sermon, How My Mother Saved Me from the Nuclear Bomb. Well, that got my attention, how my mom saved me from the nuclear bomb. Listen to it. It's a powerful story. The year was 1958. Fire drills in elementary schools had been temporarily replaced by nuclear attack drills. Here's what would happen. The alarm would go off, and all of us would dutifully tuck ourselves under our desks. We were told, and this is what's insane about this when you think about it, we were told that from the moment of the first alert to the arrival of the nuclear missiles was about 10 minutes. We had 10 minutes. Remember that time. 3 times a year, we practiced this. I can assure you, and some of you will remember, that 10 minutes pass very slowly when you're crouching under your desk at school waiting for the imaginary bomb to fall. So I planned my great escape. I practiced running home after school every day. Despite a lack of athletic ability, I finally was able to get my run from the school to the house under 10 minutes. My mother completely understood. She said this, "If there were ever a nuclear attack, I'd want you here with me, not at school, under your stupid desk." I love that. So my mother went to the principal. This is really touching, get this. My mother went to the principal and requested that in the event of a nuclear attack, I might have the permission to run home and die with her. The result was a new school policy. Should a nuclear attack take place, upon securing parental permission slips, those children who could run home within 10 minutes would be excused from school. Now, that's an unbelievable story, but true. That you can, if you can make it home in 10 minutes so you can die with your mom, was the attitude back in 1958 where he grew up. You know what that is for me? It's just a little snippet of a mother's love for her son. She understood why it was important for her son to be able to get home in 10 minutes. Today we're going to talk about the great equation. It has nothing to do with equations you're used to in mathematics. But I'm going to share with you in a few minutes what I feel is the greatest equation, mathematical equation of life. Because everything in your marriage, everything in your family, everything in this church hinges on believing and following this equation that I'm going to share in a few minutes.
Well, we'll continue this message from the first 7 verses of chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians tomorrow on CrossHope. Our website is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.